This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Big Bear Mark, and this is a podcast of the woods from Joy 94.9. And it's about bear stuff. Yeah, you know, bear stuff.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
Welcome to The Woods. Tonight in the studio, we've got Disney Princess Cam.
Hola.
He's panelling tonight, and I bet he can talk and panel.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Cubby Carl.
Hello, everyone.
We've got a returning guest, Boy Brett.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. And myself, Kinky Kev.
Kinky Kev.
And I'm anchoring, can't talk.
Anchoring. Can't talk, angry.
Love it.
It's been a massive couple of weeks for the community. We're going
right.
to catch up and see what people have been up to over the last couple of weeks.
It's been a bit of an interesting ride.
Has it? What have you been up to?
Well, I went to Wagga Mardi Gras last week.
No.
Yes. Ooh. And I shaved my eyebrows.
We know.
It's camp. I love it. It's really funny because I was talking to a couple of friends from work in our little sort of group chat we have. And I put a photo of myself with no eyebrows. Next minute, there's a photo of Uncle Fester from Adam's Family. And then there's a photo of Matt Lucas from Little Britain. And so here's like his, like now a collage of all these people without hair and eyebrows and beards and stuff. And Matt Damon did it for Downsizing, the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they've like sent all these photos. So there's like 10 people who now surround me as the no hair gang. But they're growing back slowly. It's great.
No hair, no beard. How's the chest?
Gone.
Gone.
From hips up, no hair.
Up, no hair.
Yeah.
Well, there's a visual.
Do you want to see it?
No.
Oh, thanks.
Do you shave or wax?
Hair removal cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why it's only waist up.
No, it doesn't burn.
Oh.
It doesn't burn. I just lather it on like thick. People like rub it on like moisturizer and like make it a little thin.
Oh.
It doesn't work. You've got to make it like thick as paste and just let it burn it off. It's great. It's great.
I'm just worried about it dribbling into my eyes.
It's No. I shaved the brows were
shaved
the brows. But the rest of it was all like hair removal cream.
Yep. Very good.
And what did you do on the weekend, Kev?
We did Chill Out this past weekend.
Of course, Chill Out.
Amazing. I got together with Girl Ange, our IMSL, and got a group of awesome leather and fetish people together to march. We had 22 of us marching for Chill Out, which was great. Plenty of leather, plenty of flags, a little bit of rubber.
Nothing better than a flag, is there?
Nothing better than a flag.
Now, I was in on hunt for a leather flag last week.
Oh, don't talk about that.
And I'm like, who do I know who would have a leather flag? So I'm like, oh, Kev, well, Kev, can I borrow a leather fag? Well, actually, Cam, I don't have one.
My leather fag.
Leather flag, bag, whatever you want. You've got one of them here tonight. What do you
call it? Here's one I prepared earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was embarrassing, almost as embarrassing as ringing around every retailer in Melbourne on Friday morning, on Thursday afternoon, saying, do you have a leather flag that I might be able to borrow for Chill Out? Fortunately, BJ at Eagle came to my rescue and provided me with a couple of flags. But yes, that was humiliating, and I will make sure I have flags for the next event.
Yeah, and I even contacted friends of mine who were travelling down from New South Wales to Wagga Mardi Gras, and I'm like, oh, any chance of slipping past Oxford Street for me? They're like, Cam, I'm going on the highway. I'm going on the freeway. I'm like, far out.
So did you score some flags from somewhere?
No, unfortunately. So my concept was that I was, Miss Poppy was doing a remix of Proud by Heather Small for my final number. But during the night I had a bit of competition with some competitors in the crowd, and the concept was that I wanted to give them each a different community Proud flag to actually wave behind me as I was performing the number. So I wanted the trans flag, I wanted a bear flag, I wanted a leather flag, I wanted like an actual sort of rainbow pride flag as well. But unfortunately, it just wasn't going to be. But you know what? The idea is still there for next year.
Yep, exactly.
It'll happen eventually. Yep. And it'll be so good to have different community groups recognised in a regional area as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. We might even see if we can get Leather and Fetish Victoria up to march it.
I would love to. Cause welcome, Mardi Gras. I'm going to talk about it quickly for 2 seconds, Kev, but that's okay. Don't really care. I'm going to do it anyway.
Who turned my microphone off?
Sorry, microphone's off. Wagga Mardi Gras was an inaugural year doing the Wagga Mardi Gras. And honestly, it was such an amazing experience growing up in the area to then see the plebiscite results. They were actually one of the lowest yes vote areas. They're only sitting at 55%. Mm-hmm. So quite low for considering the other areas in the nation were quite high. Now, it was such a... I was in this sort of double-ended, like, sort of torn mind. It's sort of like, is it going to be successful or is this going to literally just have, like, homophobia everywhere? Honestly, I did not see one bit of homophobia. In fact, all I saw was love, people embracing the actual festival itself. There was about 12,000 people surrounding the actual Baylitt of Wagga.
Oh, wow.
So
that's amazing.
It was like, it felt like the Sydney Mardi Gras when you've got like four people deep on both sides of the actual road. Little story out of that, I actually managed to sort of stop and speak to a little boy on the side of the road. He had some amazing makeup on. Ended up finding out that he's only 8 years old and he went to Sydney Mardi Gras the weekend before, and seeing drag queens and people who are sort of having so much fun, he had so much confidence then to be able to, in regional Wagga, wear his makeup and everything else out.
Oh my gosh, he partied as hard as we did.
Yeah, he did. He did. So it's quite a good story as well. So It's
amazing how far those areas have come in the space of, you know, 20 years.
Right. I grew up in Tumut, which is like an hour from Wagga, and it was homophobia everywhere, to literally now having such embracing nature about themselves. It's so good.
It's happening even in Hobart, where I'm originally from.
Hobart.
It's changed so much from when I came out back in the mid-90s.
Oh, wow.
And
all those century.
Years ago. Yes. Well, when I came out, it was illegal still.
It wasn't until 97, I think,
that's
when
right.
it was finally decriminalised. Mm.
So, but things have changed so much there. They have the little pride thing down there. I haven't been to one as yet because I've been living in Melbourne.
Yeah.
they're very, very positive now.
It's good to hear. Now, Kevin, what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking about consent. We're going to do a bit of a consent 101, and there are some things that we won't get to, which we'll talk about up front, but we're going to introduce the concept, the changing nature of consent, and have a bit of a chat around that. So if you would like to join in the conversation, please SMS the studio on 0427-JOY-949, 0427-JOY-949, or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Awesome. Looking forward to those topics coming, those emails and texts coming in. Those numbers again, 0427-JOY-949, which is 0427-569-949, and onair@joy.org.au.
And we'll be back after the break. Welcome back. We're going to be talking about consent this evening, and that might raise some issues for some of you who are listening. And want to remind you that Lifeline on 13 11 14... and Switchboard on 1800 184 527 are available to provide you with any support that you might need.
Absolutely.
Switchboard between 3 and 12.
And they also have an online service as well. So if you haven't got the ability of talking to someone, you can definitely do web chat as well, which is fantastic.
That is awesome.
Mm.
So community attitudes around consent have changed a lot over the last several years. There's been plenty of stuff in the news, plenty of reported cases, and we need to acknowledge that things have changed and look at how that's occurred and what that means for us as we move around the community.
It's an interesting topic. Like, you do hear a lot more in media about consent, and I think it's one of those things that's ever evolving. Mm. And I suppose we had a discussion before coming on air tonight, and it's about interpretation of it as well. Like, sort of looking at some of these articles about consenting before hugging a child and tickling a child and stuff like things, you might think, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
PC gone mad.
Right, exactly. But then you sort of think back and go, well, hang on, no. It's about providing the child the ability of saying, I'm not comfortable. I don't like this. No. And it's providing the child has the voice.
There are ways in which you can make sure that a child is able to recognise within themselves the difference between appropriate touch and inappropriate touch and have that confidence even growing up to be able to say, you know what, I'm not okay with this, please stop.
Mm, 100%.
And I think like so many other things, the pace of change is accelerating.
Yes.
What took us 20 or 30 years to get to is now happening in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I think technological advances are helping with that as well. Yeah. We are getting things faster.
Because we're more connected and the conversations are happening more and more often. But also it becomes really important for anybody trying to navigate the space to keep in touch with what is happening now, as opposed to having that idea of what consent used to look like. It's like downloading iTunes in 2019 and then trying to use the user agreement from 2001. It doesn't quite work.
I have to update that stuff, do I?
Well, you agree to it when you...
Tick the box, man. Tick the box.
Nobody reads the agreement. We just all agree.
Exactly.
But when we look at consent, though, we need to do more than just tick the box.
Exactly.
We need to understand what we're signing up to and be talking amongst our mates, amongst our peers, amongst... this is where some of the cross-generational stuff is really important, because there's a whole generation who are coming through who have grown up with this stuff, who've had it instilled with them at school that you and I may not have had.
100%. Like... I sit back and sort of think, well, hang on, even in the time that I've been sexually active, things have changed so much. And that's only been, what, a couple of days, really? Let's be honest. Just freshly off.
This week.
I've never seen you blush before, Ken.
Oh, you have so.
It's the lack of facial hair. Yes. You can actually see it now.
See it now.
When you say blush to the eyebrows...
eyebrows are blushing so hard right now.
Yeah, I know. Turn off the lights.
It's too bright.
But that concept of encouraging autonomy and encouraging people to say what they're comfortable with, and for us to find ways to check in on that, and also to accept that it's okay for people to say no, and it's not something that's insulting or something that's offensive. It's just at the moment, at this particular time, I want to interact with you in a different way.
And that's something that it's at this time. I'm not saying it's no forever, but it's like it's at this time.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with the situation, and that's something really important, because it very well maybe for some people no never. But it may be something that is just not now.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's
could
a reminder.
I've just completely lost my train of thought.
But it also could be in the fact that it's just, no, don't continue that. I've had enough of that.
Exactly. So even during play, that confidence of being able to say, you know what, this was feeling good, but it's not feeling good now. Let's stop and maybe do something a little bit different.
Right, correct.
Or go back to that thing that you were doing before, because I really enjoyed that.
Of course you were.
And I've certainly had the experience of calling a scene and saying, look, this is just not working for me. And then the other guy saying to me, aren't I handsome enough?
And that's the hard thing. By saying no, do you sometimes take a sort of offence to someone saying no? And I think...
Well, nobody likes rejection.
Absolutely. Like,
and
well,
people
it's
often
every day
interpret,
for me, but it's okay.
People often interpret somebody saying no to something as rejection, and it's not. It's just saying, you know what, I'm not in the mood, or I don't feel like this right now, or it might be the act itself that they're not wanting.
Not darling, I've got a headache. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I've got a Panadol, Carl.
Oh. Give it 20 minutes, you'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Now I've gone red. It's getting hot in here all of a sudden.
Take off your coat, doll. You haven't got one on.
I've only got a T-shirt on.
I'll take it off still.
Did I consent to that?
Well, yes. Did you?
Continuously and enthusiastically.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes, you are. It's about that situation you're in at that time.
Exactly.
And I think everyone needs to remember that you can always say no, and everyone else needs to remember and remind themselves by someone saying no, it's not meant to be offensive to
you. And people need
you.
To be able to have that confidence to be able to say no, particularly in situations where there might be environmental pressure or social pressure to actually right. be engaged, for example, in sex on premises venues or in dark rooms where just being in the space is not consent in itself.
Correct.
I had a situation where that was didn't go according to plan and it wasn't respected, and I took the opportunity to call it out. And then was told, well, if I wasn't feeling comfortable, then I should be the one to leave.
No.
And that kind of smacked a little. But just being able to say, I'm busy with somebody else right now, please. Please don't.
Take a number.
Calling B26. B26.
Please proceed to count to three.
But also as well, I think it's also in acknowledging that we can say no, but it's also the other side in the fact that by saying yes, it's allowing that person to be able to proceed or to do whatever they... you've consented to, but you also need to have that voice within to be able to, or that command or whatever it may be, a safe word, to be able to say no. Or in Mark, Big Bear Mark's case, he's just messaged in here, his safe word is cacao.
Yes, I can imagine.
That would certainly make me stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one that I haven't used yet.
Oh, what is it?
Banji.
Oh. Well, that was their safe word on the show, actually. Oh. It was Banji. Banji. Yes, James, we've gone RuPaul tonight.
Oh, speaking of RuPaul, so I actually watched his very first episode with me while we were at Minecraft.
I'm no longer a RuPaul virgin.
Oh, my God, you've popped your RuPaul cherry.
Yes, queen.
Wow. It's yes, not yes. It's yes.
Yes. We're practicing that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to be a cool kid too.
Yay!
Probably not in
you've
this
got another,
grid.
You've got another 10 and a bit seasons to get through, and that's just the regular seasons.
And that's just
season.
The regular seasons, not the
right.
And
a whole All heap stars. Of untucks to go there as well, and the other thing. What was the other thing?
So many things to get through.
So many things to get through.
That's true.
So many things. Somebody went too early.
That's a common factor in this show, don't you worry. Don't
it
you
certainly
worry.
Is.
Now,
certainly is.
Well, there's a lot more to consent, and if you are wanting to give us your safe word or obviously any of your sort of hints and tips about sort of consent and those various sort of ways we can obviously gain it and obviously say no to it as well, which is always good. Message in on 0427JOY949. That is 0427569949. But you can also email me tonight on air at joy.org.au. So we'll be back after this, and we are going to be going a bit more into sort of verbal and non-verbal monitoring responses and sort of a bit more in-depth bit about consent and obviously how we can also stop actions and verbal and non-verbal cues as well, which is always good and very interesting.
Yes, looking forward to that section.
Oh, me too. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. We're right back after this.
For the past 9 years, they've driven you home, they've driven you mad, and they've driven you crazy.
Who is it?
This Friday from 4 p.m, David and Sue celebrate their 9th year together on Friday Drive.
Really? Yeah. 9 years? I couldn't do 9 years with you, Carl.
Hasn't it been 9 years?
It feels like, I can tell you that for
only
free.
It's been a few months.
Right.
Oh, well. don't miss this momentous milestone as two great friends celebrate their time on air together.
That's the issue. We're not great friends. That's the issue. We're just friends.
Aww. Makes me want to get my breath out to you, doll.
We compare sizes.
Okay. But it doesn't stop there. Tune in for the chance to win a $999 voucher from Hanstead Dental.
$999.
I know.
How many fillings can that get you?
Well, you can get
three.
A root.
I've just had one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do need a root canal at some stage.
Yeah, I need a root canal. So I'm going to Amsterdam.
Oh.
Stop it, you two.
That's David and Sue, 9 years on Drive, this Friday from 4 p.m. Joy, out loud and proud. And if I can
make it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make
Matt stealing my thunder. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Oh, look at Matt Alba. I love him so much.
He's not in the studio.
He's in my brain, but though, don't you worry.
In the studio, we've got me, Kinky Kev. We've got Cubby Carl.
Hey.
We've got boy Brett.
Hello.
And of course.
I've written DP hey. Cam.
I know. I have written that myself once before. I'm like, ooh, DP Cam. She's hot. Mm.
What does DP stand for?
Disney Princess Cam.
Oh, I thought it might have meant something else.
Well, it could in your mind.
Mm. No idea.
Deep probing? Oh, sorry.
This evening we're talking about consent on the show, and if you wanted to join the conversation, please SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. That's 0427 569 949. I'm a zero person, but I know that's not all out.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah, oh, Kevin. Or email us on onair@joy.org.au.
That is the hardest sentence to say in your life. Message us on air. Oh, message us on air at Joy. It's like, okay, cool.
There must be an Oxford comma in there somewhere.
There has to be.
And remember, we are talking about consent and that may raise some issues for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lifeline available to us 24/7 on 11 13 14.
Try 13 11 14. Yeah.
Numbers up there. I'm dysnumeric.
Just get some new contacts,
baby. What's the dyslexic line?
Yeah. And switchboard between 3 and 12 p.m. on 1800 184 527. So before the break, we talked a little bit about how attitudes to consent have changed over time and the development of agency and encouraging people to take control of their own bodies and what happens to them in a whole range of different environments.
And now we need to kind of go into about what that means,
yeah,
and what
absolutely.
It actually looks like. So people recently have started talking about continuous and enthusiastic consent, but what does that actually mean
in
practical
sure.
terms? So it's a mutual thing. So both parties obviously have to agree. And it's a verbal, physical and an emotional agreement that happens without manipulation, threats or mind games. Unless mind games are a thing, in which case you'll consent to that before you start.
Before you start, yeah. And it's not just a verbal yes or no. It means paying attention to everything that's going on in the environment. What are the sounds your partner's making? Are they leaning into what's happening? Are they pulling away? There's a whole range
body
of
body language,
things,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Don't forget about the power of body language.
Oh my God, that's the best line of Little Mermaid ever. Oh.
Are we on RuPaul's Drag Race?
No,
again?
The Little Mermaid.
No, the Little Mermaid, where she loses her voice in order to get a man.
Absolutely. Never lose your voice for a man. It's fine. But no, absolutely. And the thing is, body language is a huge thing. In relation to sort of how someone's presenting, if they're comfortable or not, obviously within relation to sexual intercourse, again, are they enjoying it? Are they not? That's all. You've got to be watching it. And obviously, that's if you see someone not enjoying something, it's the time to ask the question,
ask the question.
Are you okay?
Yep, exactly.
It's not just for one day anymore.
It's never one day. It's
someone
never one day.
Might be frightened to say something as well. They might think, oh, if I say something, then I might piss the other person off.
Right.
Or I'm going to look like... Yeah,
you're gonna look like a fool because you're not enjoying something that someone else is having pleasure out of.
Or it throws the whole dynamic off and, you know, it just becomes awkward.
It's okay.
And that's okay. That's the whole thing. If it does become that, it's okay. You can always watch some TV, do something non-sexual, and then come back and start again.
You can watch Peter Pan. I knew you would kill me for that.
No.
I knew it. But yes, it's right.
You inside joke, people.
I love it. Just killed John Moore, didn't I?
Yes. Wow, there's my safe word.
That's where the gag comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. But Kevin, so what's obviously it's a mutual in relation to sort of consenting, but how can someone consent? Like, is it have to be verbal?
No, it verbal, physical, as we talked about, body language, just the lack of not actively engaging is actually withdrawing consent.
Fair point. I never thought
I saw
of
something
that.
On social media recently that said hesitation is a way of saying no. So if you are unsure, then that should be a signal to say maybe I should to question whether or not to proceed. So if somebody looks like they're leaning on the fence one way or the other, have that conversation before you actually just push them into it, because coercion isn't consent either. So continually telling somebody, yes, do this, do this, do this, and then putting them in a position where they feel like they have to perform in order to make you stop pushing them into it, that's really important. So, hesitation is a good touch point to actually have a conversation about what's actually happening. But in terms of, like, nonverbal cues, like, if people who enjoy the art of cruising...
Been there, done that, girl.
All right.
On you, mate.
You went on a cruise recently.
I know. It was like Tasmania.
different kind of cruising.
It's a nice
different
cruise.
Kind of don't cruising. Bite, don't you worry, girl.
But even in sex on premises venues where people try to remain anonymous or they don't like to speak, having those the looks and reading body language becomes extremely important. I had an interesting story about being in Sydney decades ago where I may have picked up a person on Oxford Street. We did the whole, you know, walk past each other and then the 1, 2, 3 look back.
Bouncing off power poles.
And I ended up following him all the way to his hotel room.
Did you speak?
No, we did not speak. I maintained a safe distance of about 3 metres behind just in case he made a dark turn and I needed to get out of there in a hurry. Got to the hotel room and that was the moment that I realised that he was in fact deaf. So that required us to very quickly adjust our consent strategy and how we communicated, given that verbal cues obviously weren't going to to work.
So could I ask, like, how did you actually communicate with him?
There was a lot of reading facial expression, and so any time I looked away, he got really nervous. So everything that we did was face to face.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it was actually really good, to be honest.
It would be a completely different experience.
But it is a completely different experience because the things that we rely on, like talking to each other, just weren't an option. So we relied on the other senses. And, it was a good time.
Uh-huh. I suppose it's like going to those sensory restaurants where, like, they literally take, like,
take your sight away.
And it's all about sort of feeling.
The feeling. And
hearing what's going on. It just would be a whole new experience.
You actually have to be more in touch with somebody when you take the power of speech away, because there's so much, you focus so much more on, okay, when I touch them, what's their reaction?
I've never thought of this before.
I love the fact that you went to a sensory restaurant and I was just thinking about dark rooms.
Different kind of eating. Serving up different dishes there. Yep.
Well, there's both buns. It's okay.
A few sausages.
A few sausages and a few veg as well.
But there's so much of the...
Get that at Bunnings.
Oh, God. Probably at my Bunnings.
Oh, goodness. You guys are loving it. I'm loving this. It's so fun.
But so much of the way we interact as gay men with sexual partners is in environments where people don't speak. So being able to have those cues, and then you've also got dark as well. So the things we'll talk about in terms of applying and working through how we manage consent in the next break. You're on The Woods on 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
I'm never going to get that.
No. I know.
Not in a million years.
I think we should cut it.
I ain't got the rhythm.
Maybe we could do our own version.
You've got rhythm, but it's not with that.
Possibly.
From what I've heard anyway.
Possibly. So you're in the Woods.
Skill set lies in a different area, sir.
I've been told this before. Welcome back to the Woods on Joy 94.9. You're with Kinky Kev, Disney Princess Cam, Cubby Carl and Boy Brett. We're talking about consent and we're inviting you to join the conversation by SMSing us on 0427JOY949, 0427569949, or via email on air at joy.org.au.
We got a good email during the last segment, didn't we?
Oh, we did. But we're going to get to that in a second. Because Carl, quickly, our podcaster is in the studio tonight.
Hi.
And Carl, you did a podcast today, didn't you?
I did. and it's up.
It's up?
It is up.
I like it when you get one up.
I've actually got a few up, and I've got a few in the pipeline.
Oh, we love a pipeline.
But on the ones that we actually have posted today, one has gone up for Body Positive.
Oh yes, we did that, Robbie Lisa Mann.
Yes, yes,
that was a good show. I loved it.
And hi to Robbie there as well. Sorry.
Oh, man. I think she's actually out watching Baby Drag tonight.
Oh.
She's not listening.
She can listen to the podcast.
She can.
You have to remind her.
We all can.
Special call out.
And just before that, we also uploaded our fifth birthday special.
Oh, that was a camp show.
And that's a special one because we got Big Bear Mark.
Yes,
we had a bit of a chat, and we have some really cool excerpts from the very first episode and introductions to some of the other team on their first.
Oh God, mine was horrible. It was horrid, just like me every day. But it's all right.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. So get on to the Joy website, joy.org.au/thewoods, and also via the other.
Yeah, I think it's on iTunes
and Stitcher.
Yeah, I never say it. I always go something else, but it's not, just not go there. But yes, we did get an email before in the last actual topic.
We did. Listener Dr. Shani has sent a message in, and her safe word is red. Succinct and doesn't kill the mood. And certainly when Brett and I or Tarka and I are playing, we'll often use that traffic light system, because it's really simple. It's really hard to forget. Those of us that can drive are used to the traffic light system. Not all of us can drive.
We'll figure into that in a second because I'm really interested about that.
Dr. Shani's raised the point that the narrative around consent needs to change from giving people the voice and strength and permission to say no to, is this okay?
So putting the onus on somebody else to ask the question,
and that's actually a really good point. It's our responsibility to seek and the consent rather than just telling people that it's okay to say no. It is a two-way street,
100%.
And having that conversation, one of the things certainly from a kink perspective that we often work on is the importance of telling people what you're going to do to them.
I get that 100% because obviously. Some of the kink community, it's varied, and not everyone's into everything, and that's what we've got to remind ourselves. But also as well, the person who's receiving, for example, paddle and spanking stuff like that. Well, I knew you're going to love it. But it's sort of like to what extreme are they going to enjoy it, and sort of how long can they. Do they want to take part in that activity before it gets too much?
And there's nothing hotter than leaning in and telling someone what you're going to do to them, telling them what you're doing to them, and when you're done,
or just whispering Scott Morrison in their ear.
Oh, there's a whole story.
What?
Let's not. Go, we'll save that one for next
time. Sure, I'm intrigued. Now I want to know.
No, I don't want to know.
I may have asked for some dirty talk, and what he whispered in my ear was Scott Morrison.
Oh.
What you actually asked was for me to say something really evil. And Scott Morrison was the evilest thing.
Well, you asked.
I said he delivered.
He certainly delivered. That is correct.
Deliver the goods.
Be careful what you wish for. It might not come in the way that you anticipate.
But moving the conversation along to the fact that we should be obtaining consent, not waiting for someone to withdraw it. And that's the, you know, if we're talking about enthusiastic, continuous consent, it's up to each person to make sure that they're eliciting that from the person that they're with, rather than waiting for someone to say, no, I don't want that.
And I think the important thing is there that the bottom line is you must gain consent of somebody. There's nothing wrong.
There's no two ways about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Each relationship is going to be different on how you gain that consent, but you must be asking for it, whether it be a casual sexual partner, a long-term relationship, or even someone whom you are on and off with. It's always got to be gained every time.
Yep. Every time.
And what you're up for today is not what you're up for tomorrow.
100%. Some days I want a starfish, some days I want to be like a riding pony. Like, it's like, who knows? You've really got to ask me. And I'm like, yeah, you can just...
When was the last time you found someone to consent to a starfish?
Oh, look.
You would be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be surprised.
Some of them are really, like, into, like, just...
Somnambulism.
I'm a big lass, and she just takes lots of move. It takes a lot to move.
She didn't operate every machine.
But once it's on the move...
She doesn't stop.
It's the momentum.
I think the take-home message is that consent's always evolving, and it's evolving faster and faster. And we all need to take responsibility for our own approach. And I talked earlier about the cross-generational conversations that need to happen. You know, I'm in my 50s. It's interesting.
Only just.
I'm in my desperately late 40s, late 54. But it's interesting to have conversations with younger guys like Brett, like some of the guys that I meet at the Laird who are in their early 20s, who have a whole different perspective on things and make us think about things in ways that we haven't thought about them before. Listening, reading, asking questions. None of these guys have ever come at me because I've asked them a question.
No. And I think one of the things is really important is, I suppose it's another can of worms, is online consent. Like, are you gaining someone's online consent to sort of like, yeah, let's do this, but then all of a sudden in the moment, are you actually re-asking that question?
Well, I always operate on the basis that nothing is guaranteed. Like, we can have a conversation online about the things that we might like to do, but if I'm then meeting somebody for the very, very first time, and I always preface this, even during conversation, to say that these are the things that I'm into, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be into them with you or today.
Right, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
But I'm the kind of person that will also ask before I unlock my pigs. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah,
but I've seen your pigs.
Well, this is
so
true.
You need to ask. You've got the internet.
Right.
We'll be posting those on the next web. The next podcast. I'm joking.
That'll be the podcast, picture for that one.
This is radio.
Social media, isn't there, babe? But there you go. But one thing that I wanted to quickly, you mentioned the traffic light system. Like, what does that sort of mean? If that's a tip that someone could take and use in their own situations.
If you look at, you know, when you're driving, green is you keep going.
Yep.
Orange is slow down, check in, see whether it's actually something that you want to keep doing. And red is this needs to stop now.
So is that sort of a command that you would use during sort of intercourse and play?
So that would be something that, for example, if he was flogging me and I couldn't take any more, I could say orange, which would mean that he would slow down or change the power with which he was flogging me just to a more manageable level. But if it was getting to that point of I can't actually physically take any more, or we had one recently where I needed to just stop because my headspace just switched from being really fine with it to suddenly, no, I can't take any more, I need to stop, and I called red and surprising the hell out of this one.
But, and in terms of enthusiastic consent, part of in that sort of scenario is reading body language, paying attention to what's happening, and adjusting before it gets to the point where someone needs to orange or red.
Yeah, but we then moved into aftercare and had some nurturing affection time, and then we actually managed to some extent pick it up a little bit. So
So you're on the woods on Joy 94.9. with Disney Princess Cam, Kinky Kev, Cubby Carl and Boy Brett, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. We've been talking about consent this evening. We've had a couple of messages in, one from Dr. Shani, one from Big Bear Mark in Sydney, and we've been it's been great to have their input to the show.
Absolutely. We love people coming and talking to us here in the show. It makes it for a lively conversation.
Exactly, exactly. If any of the issues, any of the things we've talked about tonight have raised issues for you, remember that you've got access to Lifeline on 13 11 14. And switchboard between 3 and 12 on 1800 184 527.
Yes, and so it has been the show of consent. We thank you, Brett, for coming in to see.
My absolute pleasure, honestly, anytime.
Look, oh, it's been a bit of camp show.
It has. It's been awesome.
Been great. But we have got JJ coming up in the next hour with our mosh pit, and it's going to be another interesting show there. I haven't even asked him what it's on tonight, but what's going on tonight, JJ?
We're playing some Prodigy and we're reviewing Download 2019. That happened on Monday.
Download 2019. Did you hear about the story of someone's ashes being scattered at Download this year?
Yeah, and they did it for the wrong band. It was meant to be during Slayer, but the ashes got spread during the band Slaves, which is like one of the first bands, one of the smaller stages.
Oops.
So do you vacuum them up?
Well, it was at Flemington, wasn't it? Yeah, it was at the race course. So it was like literally all over the ground.
Oh.
I know. It was a bit of an epic fail. But anyway, I did read that story and I laughed a little bit. Rest in peace, my friend. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting one. But next week's show, don't forget to tune in at 9 o'clock next week. We're doing a Eurovision show. I'm still working on a special guest. But we also have got Owen Lamborn coming in, which will be fantastic. But until next week, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your week. And it's for us out. Woof-ger.
Hey, Big Bear Mark here again. That was a podcast of The Woods. If you enjoyed it, why don't you subscribe at your local podcast provider, whoever that is. Hope you enjoyed.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.